Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. In the studio, Sandy Williams. It's Fridays. It's always good to have Sandy here. And so those of you who are on the phone lines before I went to my conversation with Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action, we were talking about immigration. Now's your time to call back before we move on to a different subject. But you know, Sandy, I wanted to go back to the immigration part of it again, because the people who are so opposed to it, and I get it, you know, you don't want any and everybody coming across the border, and in America really can't afford to take in everybody from all the other nations. That's understandable. But you there, it has to be a balance, Sandy, that lawful immigration is not happening quickly enough to allow the workers that are needed to come in. Am I right about that? I mean, it's a slow process.
And I think the failure of Congress, the paralysis in Congress that has kept them from, on a bipartisan basis, dealing with immigration, which has been almost two decades of attention being going back to George Bush II, who was paying attention to it. It's recognized that the numbers of people who want to come into the United States from the South probably exceed the capacity of the United States to absorb immigrants at that rate, and to be able to do a good job of assimilating and otherwise dealing with that number of immigrants. And so it is a problem, and I don't think anyone would disagree with it being a problem. The question is whether it's this fundamental problem, whether it represents this fundamental risk to the United States, and what is the right number of immigrants. I mean, the rhetoric of Donald Trump rose to the level of essentially closing the door.
Right.
Okay, and people talked about essentially closing the door to immigrants, and I don't think anyone who thinks about this issue that closing the door to immigration is a good idea. Nor, I think, does anyone believe that it's appropriate to, I think at one point Donald Trump talked about, why don't more people from Norway immigrate to the United States? You know, the fact is that some countries, I think he used a very defamatory term for the African countries. I think he called them shitholes.
Yeah.
Sorry, pardon my French.
No, that's what he called them.
Yeah, and so only quoting the president there. But I mean, the fact is that the most successful cohort of immigrants to the United States comes from Nigeria. So, you know, I don't know whether that fit into that category of countries as far as Donald Trump was concerned, but it seemed like he was painting with a broad brush.
Well, but Sandy, also that misconception that, well, if when brown immigrants come to the country, they're going to vote Democrat. I mean, they hold all these things up. Well, something as narrow-minded as a thought that they're all going to come here and vote Democrat.
Well, I mean, you know, I know that there's discussion about the notion that the left is in favor of immigration because immigrants will vote Democratic.
Right.
Which, you know, has that been the history? Well, I guess, you know, the fact is that Irish immigrants who came to New York tended to vote with Boss Tweed in the machine,
right?
The New York machine, and maybe immigrants for a period of a short period of years when they first come to this country might have a tendency to vote in a particular way. But it appears that immigrants, like all of us, have assimilated into America and have assimilated into the parties. And the party structure is not based on ethnicity over the long term. So, is it really a political conspiracy? I doubt it. And I seriously doubt that immigration is viewed by Democrats as their path to the White House. You know, it might have that demographic effect in some places, but the fact is that in Florida, the Latino vote, I believe,
it's starting to swing to the right.
Yeah, is quite
right.
It's quite conservative.
Yeah. And it's not just there.
Mario Rubio and others can attest to that.
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz in Texas.
Right.
So, you know, the fact is that I think we just need to be open-eyed about it. I think we need to talk about it rationally.
But again, Sandy, because we need them. We need the future of our nation is tied into immigration.
Well, the fact is that when you and I were young, the population of this country was under 250 million people. Now it's close to 350 million people, and almost all of that growth can be attributed to immigration.
Right.
We've barely had a replacement birth rate amongst those who are born in America and grow up in America. We barely have a replacement birth rate, and I think in right now, I think that those second-generation Americans don't have a replacement birth rate, so that we would be a shrinking country, not a growing country, without immigration.
But also, many European nations understand that. They face the same thing, and they've allowed more immigrants to come. What do they understand and see that we don't see?
Yeah. Well, and you know, the notion that countries are ethnically and genetically and language-wise consistent. The United States has never been that, okay?
Right.
France was that. Germany was that. Western Europe was marked by the fact that boundaries tended to be drawn based on the ethnic and cultural homogeneity of a group of people. The United States has never been that. Never.
All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, what's going on, man? Thank you for waiting. Thank you for calling back. You say what?
Yeah, well, first off, people like CJ, and the reason why I bring him up is because a lot of conservatives think like him, don't seem to understand that we don't have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. These people that are coming here, first off, a wall, if CJ had any brain in his head at all, would know that the immigrants, especially from the Latino communities, are very, very industrious, that they'll go under your wall. They will build a tunnel under your wall right to San Diego, if they could, right there. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. And number two, why would they come here? They're coming here for a better life. They're coming here for a better job. Okay, so
That we have opportunities.
Right, and that the employers that are hiring these illegal immigrants to pick our fruit and all of these different things, it's right there. It's not the people. The people are just coming here for a better life. The people are just coming here because they want their family to actually, I mean, we should be pretty impressed if they want to come to this country, especially with all the shootings and everything else under the sun. But the thing is, they're coming here for a better life. And if you want to take care of illegal immigration, then take care of illegal employment. The people that are hiring these illegal immigrants. And then when they start, the illegal immigrants that come here, or the undocumented, I should say, the undocumented workers that come here, and they start making a life for themselves, and then they want to start their own business, and then they start becoming successful. Oh, God, that's when all the people go absolutely ape crap because of the fact that now, you know, they may take over the business that they were once working for. So people like CJ and the conservatives out there that are always so worried about immigration, you know, you probably would not be here, CJ, if it wasn't for immigration. And my guess is if you look back in your history, who knows, you may have even came here undocumented as well.
Tom,
so enough of this craziness. It's all about being brown or black, and it's all about their way. And you know what? It isn't about voting. I mean, if you keep on telling people that they're killers and rapists and all this kind of stuff, even to their family members that are here legally, you know what? They are going to vote Democratic.
Hey,
so I don't know what the hell they're thinking.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, Sandy, I wanted to talk a little bit. I don't know if you're aware of it, but President Biden is talking about a nuclear rollback. He's saying that, you know, we've spent, you know, all of this money in nuclear weapons and one new one in particular, I guess it's they want to talk about a nuclear cruise missile, but Democrats have joined Republicans to try to save it. This is bipartisan. They both think this nuclear cruise missile is the latest toy. We need to get it done. Joe Biden is bucking, Democrats who want to see this happen.